Broadcasting live online across the internet. This is Psychic Choice Radio.
Well, hello again. Okay, we're here with you on a Friday evening. My guest this evening, psychic medium Chris Garcia, as always on a Friday evening, whenever possible. We're looking for some more lovely callers out there. Because I'm looking, the numbers in the studio are down to what they should be. I'm going to say no more. But, okay. Kind of strange for a Friday. Very strange for a Friday. And did we say that we were going to bring you a show on Friday? Of course we did. We say we're going to bring you a show each and every night, whenever possible. And getting a guest isn't easy. You know, getting anybody to give up 2 hours of their time is not easy. Yeah. So when people like Chris come along and give up 2 hours of their time to be there with you, then where are you? I've got a good idea where you are. But it's not with here. And yet, it should be. But, okay. Maybe it could be down to the fact that we asked for a small support donation. And, of course, going somewhere else doesn't require one, and I'm beginning to think that very much now. But it's okay because we've loyally served you for over 11 years, and this is the thanks we get. Okay, so the numbers have increased slightly. Ever so slightly. We're going to make a start. I haven't screened anybody. And I'm aware of at least one person that I know in the court queue. The others that we haven't screened there this evening yet. Right, so we're going to make a start. And we'll screen as we go. All right then. Are you Chris?
Hi. Hi Jim, how you doing?
Can you hear me okay, yeah?
I can hear you fine, sir. I can hear you fine.
Wonderful, because we had a bit of bother with the microphone the other night, so I wasn't sure whether it was kicking in this evening or not. Right, so we're going to make a start then, ladies and gents. Okay, Holly.
Oh, hi. Oh, my gosh. Let me go in the other room. It was very loud here. Sorry.
Okay.
Just a second.
That what? Say it again.
Ooh. I didn't know it was going to be first. I was in the living room with the TV was blasting. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Anything yeah. You pick up on is fine, if you don't mind.
Okay. I was just going to say, happy Easter to everyone.
Oh.
Probably a day ahead. Just want to say happy Easter to everyone.
Me too.
Including you, and just want to say hopefully everybody has an Easter, safe Easter, and please wear your mask, people. So, I'll go ahead and start with you, see what we got here. Okay. First of all, they're telling me to give you a self-love card came out. So I'm being told it's a time to love and nurture and heal yourself. So you need to love yourself before things start getting better. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm pretty sure you do love yourself, but there might be some kind of doubt that you feel like you're just not worthy enough. But I'm being told that you know that you are worthy, so just don't feel that way, okay? And then you're opening and giving people to the gratitude of your abilities and helping them, be open to receive the information, to receive the blessing, the goodness of everyone. And then I got the Father's Love card came out. So the Father's Love is telling me to tell you that love, no matter how things are, the bond is always going to be there, even though if you were not close to your dad or not, but the bond is always there, okay?
I never met him.
And then I'd be, but I'm being told that he's there with you. The other card came out is a seeker, so you're seeking a lot of new guidance, and I'm being told all you got to do is ask. But be careful how you ask, though. So just know that everything should be coming out the way it should be. And Easter, I do feel that it's going to be good for you. I feel the energy very intense. Oh, the High Priestess came out. Interesting. Are you feeling like something is being done again?
Oh.
Do you feel like
I'm not sure.
Kind of?
No, I didn't really think about that. Is it?
If there is, it's a slight chance there could be, but it's not something that you cannot fight. It's just maybe just energy or it's more of intention, but it's not like they intended. They don't even know they're doing it is what I'm being told. So they don't even know that they're doing it. Like it's female. Okay,
my mother.
Two females. Possibly. Yeah, but it could be just energy. It doesn't mean that she's doing it intentionally. It's just that you just are not aware of it. And then as far as Mr. Wright is what I would call him. Has he been talking to you? Because I see love coming in your life with him, but it's just that he's being a stubborn ass is what I
got. Yeah, he is. Stubborn ass. I like to smack him.
So,
just kidding.
You know what? I was just told to tell you something. You want me to tell you what I heard?
What?
He might like it. Depends on how you slap him. But I can't say how.
Okay. Message received. Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm telling you how you get the messages is how they come out, girl. And I'm being told to embrace that moment because it's joyful and you do need laughter. We all do, including Ken. So we all need that laughter, especially, hopefully that we want to spend time with our loved one, but sometimes we just can't because a lot of people are very overprotective, which is okay. And then I was told the Five of Swords. Why did I just say that? The Five of Cups, the Lost card came out. So you lost a lot, but then you gained more since those things that you've lost. So just be aware that you will be around him sooner than you think. And then I'm being told that you need to cleanse yourself, do a spiritual cleansing of your space and your environment. Okay. And then for some reason, I know that you're moving. I already remember you said you were moving.
Yeah.
I want to say, okay, that's weird. I don't know why I'm hearing June, but I'm hearing June, but I kind of felt May, but it's just there, but it's not that strong. So I'm being told more of June time frame, and I do see that you will be moving closer to him, and hopefully, okay, that's what I just heard. I don't know if you're telling me telepathically, but you're like, Chris, if I move, am I wasting my time moving closer to him?
Yeah.
I don't know if that was you I don't know if you were saying that telepathically, but I did get your message. Okay, let me see. Is she wasting her time if she moves? No. That's what I got. So I
know.
Think if you get close, if you move, you know what? I'm even told he goes, you know what it says? And I'm pretty sure I don't know if you want this, but I'm being told a part of him wants you to move in with him. But then again, you want that space for yourself when you can be alone time. So just be careful on the decisions that you make. I would say just to, you can move in with him, but then when you get this disagreement, you're going to need to find a room or some kind of time where you can find time for yourselves. Okay?
Yeah, so
that's what I'm being told.
I have a job interview Tuesday.
3 minutes.
A job
mm-hmm.
three blocks away from his house. And and it comes with an apartment, so I would keep that. And then if you wanted me to live with him, I could live with him, but I would still keep that free apartment. So I'd have two places.
Yeah,
I have my own place.
Yeah.
Do you see me getting that job?
Yeah.
Honestly, you do?
With the energy I feel, yes, I do. I feel it. Feel it like it's just there, but it's just that. You know what, Holly? I really sorry to tell you this, but you shouldn't have had to move for him to be closer, because I do feel like where you're at, a part of you feels somewhat peace. But the thing is, it still wasn't enough for him. So that's just kind of odd that I feel that. But
yeah, he's not the only man in the area.
2 minutes.
But just know that don't ever feel that you're wasting your time. If you do get the job, which I do see you getting, just try to give him some space, and then he'll give you your space, and I see it working until you both meet each other halfway. I do see it working out for you. Okay?
Okay.
And please let me know. Please let me know how things are in a few weeks after this Easter. And I do see some kind of very high intense sexuality around you, so he might just want it too.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Bye now.
Bye. Take care. Happy Easter.
1 minute.
Thank you, Holly. Okay. Right. We will be playing some Genesis this evening in the course of the show.
I saw that, Ken, that you were playing Phil Collins, and I love that. So I just wanted to say thank you for doing that. I really do.
It's a good one, isn't it? I like that track. I do like that one. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Righty. Let's see where we're going. Veronica.
Hi, Chris. Happy Easter. Thank you, Ken. We're taking my show on the Easter Network. We need people like Mr. Chris to see a special time. Chris?
Yep. What's up?
Thank you. I need follow-up today. First of all, where I used to live, the man is starting with the letter R, and the lady is called Ray, and then the other lady, his wife is Pete. They wanted to do some harm to me.
Mm-hmm.
I escaped on time, and I just want to know. I heard the lady. I'm not there anymore. It's been about 6 weeks now. I need a recap. The lady said that they were informing me with the homeowners. They were already fed up with them. I'm not there no more, but I didn't appreciate that, and I caught it. what do you see in that? Just something real brief.
Honestly, even though they were trying to do harm, I don't see them even touching you. And the other person that disagrees with what they feel, I'm being told that the karma is coming to them. So I wouldn't focus too much energy on that. So don't worry about them trying to. If they're going to try to do something, whatever is going to happen to them, it's going to happen. But it has nothing to do with you. It's just that they have issues towards each other. So just don't worry about it. Okay?
Yes, I'll relax now. Thank you. And how about those for their karma? Do you still see, the homeowners? Because they were going to pursue, and then they stopped because of the COVID-19. Do you still see that in progress for them? You do?
Honestly, I'm being told they're going to lose something. lose something. Yeah, they're going to lose something. That I do see. So if they lose it, it's not going to go very well for them. So I'm just letting you know that right now, that I don't see a positive outcome for them. Thank
you. I have another question. Where I used to live, where it was about this man with the little R, right? The member is a time. The time has come. You mentioned March, April.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know if I remember you, and I want to know if the situation with the some people were like, oh, nothing's gonna happen to us. And, I want to know if you're seeing already the elk kicking in and doing its job, like they finally found. I think you know what I'm trying to say.
Well, I do see that. I'm seeing memories. There's a lot of memories that he's been thinking about. So it's time for give up some for everything to come out, because there's a lot of energy in the relationship. So just know that it's time to nurture yourself, and then just the serenity of the relationship will get better, okay? And don't let the past issues of any issues that you have affect this new relationship, because you're both are so twin flames. So if you know that you're both soul twin flames, things will start getting better for you, okay?
Yes, I understand. And real quickly on that issue, how about the people who the negativity that was around him, that was lying to him? Did he take action? Like, did the law came in with them? Yes or no? Or in progress? Or what did you see?
I was told to tell you, like I said again, don't worry about what's happening to them. Focus on you and him, and just know that whatever repercussions are going to happen to them, but none of your concern anymore. They are out of your life. It's nothing to worry about. And then even though I know that's his past, but I'm being told that he's letting go of the past too. I'm being told for you to let go of it. Okay.
Okay. Okay. And then anything, do you still see the love interest coming in? Anything? I'll let you speak, whatever you have to say about that. Anything else?
Well, I'm being told that there's going to be forgiveness. There's got to be a lot of forgiveness.
Oh.
And I'm being told for you to nurture and go outside and just get in tune with nature and have spend some time with the outdoors, because you do need the outdoors. You need a lot of vitamin D. So I'm being told for you to go outside and just enjoy your life. Okay. And have fun.
And another topic. Thank you, Chris. Another topic. What about the new entrance, the new man that you see coming in, the tall man, the one with the letter E? Do you still have a time frame
on that one?
Or
hold on.
What do you? Thank you. That's good. He's very different. He's positive. And
okay, I'm being told like the middle of May. The middle of May. So, yeah.
Okay.
Anything else?
What do you see? Am I going to, when I come back from the job that I'm gone, going to be able to do the business that I had to delay it, because I had a situation. This man called the lead, the L, and they came and they checked, and then they apologized to me, and I said, and then they gave me some advice, but it pissed me off.
Well, just don't worry about it, and just get back to what you're doing. Just focus on your normal routine, because that's what I'm being told, just to give back and just focus on your job. And I don't feel that's anything else is going to affect you, because yeah, you see a lot of good spirits around you. So just keep your high spirits and everything will fall into play.
Oh, you do. I don't like talking to the dead, Chris.
Well, I mean, it doesn't matter if you like talking to the dead. They're going to talk to you. So I wouldn't worry too much about that. I mean, if you feel them, you'll know when it's important to listen. But I'm being told just to pay attention to your dreams. That's all I'm being told to tell you right now is pay attention to your dreams.
I'm not being disrespectful. It's just I'm not the gatekeeper to take him into the light. I know you're a professional. I just don't want to deal with that, but I appreciate their guidance.
You're welcome. Okay.
And real quickly, concerning
three minutes.
Anything else you want to tell me real quickly? Anything? Am I not going to have any issues?
No, I'm being told no.
How about my income? My income, kind of concerned.
Your income? Are you talking about the stimulus check?
It came in already.
Well, I'm being told something about June. I don't know what that is, but I just told you all I got was June for that. Okay.
Hmm. Okay. And one more thing. So what about do you see marriage for me in the future, like a near time frame?
It's too soon to tell because you're not even in a relationship yet. That's
true.
Told too soon. Too soon.
Two minutes.
You could be in a relationship, but if things get better with him, I won't see a possible relationship until like maybe about, okay, I heard August. But you have to let this stuff get past first because you need to let go of the past. You're holding on to the past too much. You need to let go of that. Okay. You just need to let go of the past, and then everything else will fall into play. You can move forward.
One last thing, Chris, please. Am I right about the new person that's coming in with the letter E? I am right about that. That he has interest. I don't want to be hallucinating. I want to know if I heard right.
All I'm being told is to close your eyes.
One minute.
Your guidance. I'm being told to listen to your guidance and let it fall into play. Just listen to what you hear and don't second guess yourself. You're second guessing yourself too much. You need to stop doing that.
Okay. I will take your advice very seriously and you're a professional. I appreciate you so much for helping. Bless you. And nice talking to you. Very comforting. Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome.
Bye, Chris.
Welcome.
Bye, Chris. Thank you.
Thank you, Monica. Thanks, Monica. Right, we're going to take it, wind it down, ladies and gents. And we're going to take it nice and slow and nice and easy this evening. Excuse me. We'll play some music throughout the show this evening because we need to drum up a talk here, a sensible talk, or a sensible call cue, I should say. Because what I'm looking at the moment, after 30 minutes, is just two people left in the call cue. And that's a bit odd for a Friday, maybe there's something big on the TV, I don't know, or something going on, I don't know what it is, but there's right. Well, you know, to say it's hard to believe that that particular track now is over 20 years old. 1991, that one. Yeah. Can't think of the name of the album now. I'm sure Chris will know. Right. Okay. Our Corky has gone up ever so slightly by two. We have some screening to do, so we'll get on with that in the middle of the next call. Okay, let's bring Chris back online then.
I was going to ask you, Ken, one of my friends, Becky, was listening. Adam, have you Against the Odds, Phil Collins, she liked that song too.
People that are listening don't have that one. I haven't loaded that one up this evening, but I can find it out for you, and we'll load it in the course of the show, and we'll play that a little later on this evening. Our call queue has just gone by me. Okay. Right. Let's see where we are. Okay. Carolyn.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
Hi. How can I help you?
Oh, there's such an echo, but that's okay. We'll make do. You know what? I have my house for sale, the house that I live in.
Okay.
And it's slowly been coming to me. If I should not sell it and stay in the house and kind of live for the time being where I'm at. I don't know what energy you can pick up on that.
Honestly, I was told to tell you to take a moment and then stop. And this is now is the time to rush into the decision. That is not time to rush into this. The team of talk. It's not trying to rush in the decision to make. I'm being told that it's an important decision that you need to make and take a moment and pause and quiet your mind and ask yourself if it's to do it now or to do it later. So what you need to do is reflect back and just have a moment of silence. Even if you have to go outside, then your heart tells you to wait.
Mm-hmm.
I would say wait.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not the time. I feel like you want to move, but there's something that's stopping you from moving, which meaning that you will move, but it's not time yet. It's time to just enjoy that house, because I'm being told that there's some reason why you're getting this information. And I feel like there's some kind of guidance that you're feeling that. So I was just told to tell you just to relax. And then when I'm being told too that you're going to, once you set or you find another place to move to, whatever profits or whatever you make off of it, you're going to inherit. Once you move out, you can keep that, and where you're living out, you can actually rent it. And I can say that it would pay for itself if you did that. Now, if you totally sell it, then you would have to make a good value for you to be well off. So I'm being told that there's something about inheritance. So if you want to inherit where you're living at, if you choose to rent it, if you can maintain it, like if there's something that breaks, the only thing is that you're going to have to fix it. But if you don't want to deal with all that, then give them a good price. And I'm being told that you'll be well off. If you give them, I don't know what your price range is, but I keep seeing a six. I'm seeing a six with the price. So that would be your price range. I don't know what your budget or your bank account. You don't need to tell me that information, but I'm being told I'm seeing a six. So I'm being told that if you give a good price, you're going to be well off.
Okay. Well,
I don't know if that helps you in any way. I don't know.
Yeah,
go ahead.
It does help. And, thank you. I'm sorry. I am realizing that for me to move, you know, because I've been saying for a few years that I wanted to move, and then all of a sudden it became a reality where I could move, and then I started to realize I have a lot of stuff here that's left undone, and it's all business stuff. And I thought, oh my God, how am I going to handle this when I'm, you know, on the opposite end, like 5.5 hours away, and I'm just wondering if I should just put that on hold. So it was nice to hear what you were picking up from Spirit. That was good. And
I would say just hold on that until you can come up with a situation. Yeah.
Yeah. The other question that I have is, I just put something else on the market. I think it was yesterday or the day before, and I own it with somebody else. Do you see that selling very quickly?
Honestly, without being told, the partner or somebody that you, that was weird. I'm hearing the word contract, so you will get the percentage off of it.
Well, we're splitting
it. I can see
it
selling. That's what I said. You're splitting in half. But if they see it selling, it's not going to happen like right off the bat. But I see it during the summertime. It's weird because I want to say, hold on.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to say like August, September, if anything.
Okay.
But if, I mean, I don't know what you're asking for, but it's weird because I'm seeing prices in my mind, so I don't know if there's whatever price you have there, and then whatever you make from there. Okay, that makes sense. If you sell it, that other property, once I see you selling it, I see you moving. But you need to sell that first before you move. That's what the hold up. You need to sell the other property. Yeah.
Okay, so I have a few other things on sale that are selling. I mean, you know, that are available for sale that they're selling. No one's bought them. I'm selling them. Do you see anything else selling soon?
Honestly? Okay, well, I don't know why I'm seeing, I'm hearing four. I don't know what four means. You have a lot of antique stuff is what I'm hearing. Do you have a lot of antique stuff? Because I'm seeing antique stuff. I don't know why I keep seeing antique.
There's a place that I have with a friend of mine. He actually lives in that place, and it's filled with stuff. So that's not for sale, though. He's living there, and he might
told that maybe some antique stuff you could sell, and that will help you. I mean, I'm not telling you to sell the place. I'm talking about antique items. But I do see you selling a little bit of everything, but it's not going to come out like right off the bat. Now, with one, I don't know what you're selling because I'm seeing a lot of things. If it doesn't sell by, the time that I sent, August, September, then it will not be effective until next year. If you cannot sell it by the summertime, it won't be sold until next year, if anything.
Right, okay. Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, okay.
Hopefully that helps you with the guidance.
Yeah. Much appreciated, for sure.
You're welcome.
How do you see my money situation then?
I see that increasing slowly. Whatever your other stuff that you sell, little things.
3 minutes.
Do you sell crystals?
Do I sell what?
Do you sell crystals?
Crystals?
Yes, ma'am. Not crystal. I'm seeing crystals stones. I don't know.
I have to think about that. I don't think so. No. I mean, we have a lot of junk. You know, we've got stuff piled up
But I mean, told that stuff you call junk is valuable. Some of the stuff, people will pay for it. It doesn't have to be a high dollar item, but I do see making money.
Right.
And I'm being told that you will be well off. It's just that let everything come into the divine and then just try not to worry so much.
2 minutes.
And then,
right.
And you should be, okay? And just be careful.
Okay.
I send you, and I just want to say happy Easter. And hopefully a good Easter and everything starts getting a lot better for you. Okay.
You know what? We got very fast. We've got a few seconds left. I have an offer on a play. I have an offer.
Mm-hmm.
And supposedly that's going to close in May. It could close sooner. Do you see that happening?
Are you talking about the play?
Yeah, one of the properties.
Okay, I'm being told that that's going to close. Okay, I know you said May, but there's a delay there. And I guess it's the boss or whoever's building that is. So it's not going to sell in May. It's going to be
after. 1 minute.
After.
Like after?
That's what yes, ma'am.
May. June, probably.
Yeah, it's going to be like at the end of, it's going to be like at the end of May going into June, but it's not going to be like the first week of June. I mean, yeah.
Okay.
So you have time to get situated and stuff.
Yeah. Well, listen, I really appreciate your insight. Thank you so much, and thank you, Ken.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Okay. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Carolyn. Okay. We have something really odd, really, in the studio, but synchronization. within seconds of each other on totally different area codes, we have two Jessicas. So it's all the J's. We've got Jackie, Jessica, and Jessica. And so, yeah, all the J's. Jackie.
Hello.
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 Hi, Chris. How are you?
How are you?
Can you hear me?
Hello. Yes. Who's this?
I'm not on the wrong microphone now.
There's a lot of mess. I'm hearing a lot of echoing. Who's this?
This is Becky.
Oh, I couldn't tell because there's a lot of echo. Sorry. I couldn't hear.
That's okay. Like, happy Easter.
I know, right? You know what I think? I think there's spirits that want to talk today because Easter is very high right now. The energy seems kind of, the frequency is very high. So that, and I'm not saying it's Ken. I mean, it could be his mic, but I could feel like I could hear echoing. Like I could hear the spirits talking, but I could hear them telepathically. So the frequency was just very high. And that's when I was like, is that just me or am I hearing spirits talk to me? And I was like, that's just crazy. But anyway, so I just want to say happy
Easter
to you too,
Becky.
Thank you. Yeah. So how can I help you today?
So you have plans this weekend?
Honestly, we're probably going to be just here with the family. It's just us. And then yesterday there was something that happened that I can tell you, I didn't want to talk to nobody, but I'll tell you more about that privately. I was not myself because it was something that I was really depressed about, but everything's okay now. Everybody was, I guess some people were trying to call me yesterday, but I told them, you know what? I don't feel like talking right now. I need time to myself, you know, so, but today,
it must be in the air then, dear, because my day is like that today. It's been one of those days where I felt like I was on a different plane than everybody else.
You know, it's weird. Even though I know you haven't asked me anything, but the Mother's Love card came out.
That makes sense.
So I'm being told that the Mother's Love is, she's reaching out to you at this time and holding you close. And I'm being told that she knows how much you miss her and how much things remind you of her. And just know that it's a special moment of love that can never be broken, okay? I'm being told that your mom is giving time to tell you to acknowledge that. Don't forget her. Embrace her moment. And she knows that you are missed, that you miss her, Maggie. She says, I'm being told she loves you deeply, okay? And what I'm being told to tell you right now is that she's kind of very disappointed with her other kids. I'm being told that she did not want none of you to fight. But I'm being told the only reason why they're fighting is because they're greedy. And they're not giving you what you're supposed to do. And I'm being told just for her, I'm being shown next to Mother's Love, I'm being shown the memory card. So I'm being told just remember that your memories are like diamonds and treasure, chest of your heart. And just remember reflecting back. So whenever you feel like you're just going to quit, know that spirit is always around. Neither distance or the energy around will never be faded. So just know that she's always around you. And I don't know why, but in my head I'm seeing like candles. I'm seeing those candles like the stick candles. I'm seeing like stick candles around you for some reason. Like I'm being told.
What kind of candles?
Those stick candles, the ones that you can, not the 7-day candles. I'm seeing like the stick candles.
Oh, okay.
I'm seeing a lot of positive change for you. And just know that the serenity, I can't even talk, my voice is going bad. The serenity card came out, so I'm being told just to know that the most important thing in relationships, they have to nurture and themselves and to love yourself and seek out and remove anything negative or emotions that are left over from yesterday. Okay, so just let go of any emotions that you feel. Okay, and then the card let go is telling me to tell you just to let go and let the divine source or the man upstairs to take care of all these issues that you're having. And once you do that, you will receive the blessings of your Lord and Savior. Okay?
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, I didn't even have to ask you or tell you what happened. Because your cards are on target today.
Yeah.
And you are.
You know what? I'm being told that I think it's the Easter weekend energy because a lot of loved ones have passed. Of course, I think of my grandma right now. I'm embracing everything and hopefully I don't cry. But just know that when... Okay, that's weird. I'm being told. I don't even know where this is coming from. This might be coming from you or somebody, either a message for you, Becky, or somebody that's in the call queue, but I'm being told to embrace your parents, to love them. Don't take them for granted. And I'm being told time is short. Time is very short. Well,
both of my parents are in spirit, so it has to be somebody else's.
And it must be somebody else's, yeah. And it's, and I'm being told just to embrace them because once they are gone, you can't get them back. You can't get them back like they can hug you, I mean, but they'll be there in spirit, but it's never the same. Because once they're out of your life, it's all you can do is just think of them. They can think of you. They can see you, but it's not that hugging and saying, yes, it's going to be okay. Yes, I love you, and sure, and just embrace it. And be told with this, you know, pandemic and Easter, this is the time to celebrate God. And God is coming in very strong today for me. I don't know why, but I feel his presence. And I'll give you more information about why I'm being told to tell you that, Becky, but we'll talk about that off the air.
Okay.
Just put it this way. Yesterday was very emotional for me. It was in a moment to where I was isolating myself from everyone because of something that could have happened. But like I said, I prayed hard. And just know that prayers can be answered if you... just know that your parents, your loved ones on the other side, even God himself, they're, all your prayers are being heard. So don't ever think that he's not attending to your prayers. I don't know why I'm being told to tell whoever this is for. But just know that the prayers are always there, and they will, and they are answered. It's just everything's in divine time.
Well, I think that one's for me.
Why do you say that, Becky? Can you tell me why? Or do you want to talk about that offline?
We'll talk about it offline.
Okay. Then we'll talk about that offline. do you have any other questions? Or you're good
right
now?
No, I'm good now with my message.
Okay.
Because you hit it on the head, dear. As
okay,
always,
thank
I appreciate
you, Becky.
It.
And I appreciate it too. And I will let you know about April, because we're in this time of April. Remember what you said. So I'm keeping on the lookout for that. So
I
talk
know
about that.
It's
going to
happen
now.
For you. It's going to happen
know,
for you.
I appreciate that, and we'll talk later.
All right, dear. Thank you.
You're welcome. Much love to you. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you too, dear. Much love. Much love.
Thank you, Jackie. Oh, you know what Chris said, because we need to do a show like this sometime. But I think, like they say, reason to time, a reason to time. Because what I see when the prayer is answered, there's a reason to time, but we don't always see the reason and we don't always understand it. Is say, so you're thinking, well, why is it being held up? Why can't I have it now? When the reason comes, it's usually very profound and very strong reason why it is happening at that particular time. Yeah, and it can be very emotional, but you know that it's happened. Yeah, so. You know, it will always fit into the right time for that thing to happen, yeah? And it can be
yeah.
a very emotional thing, yeah?
Yeah,
right.
That is true, Ken. That is very
true. Carry on. What are you going to say, Chris? Sorry.
No, I was going to say that you're right about everything you said, and everything is divine time, and everything happens when it's supposed to, and people wonder why isn't anything happening to me now, or why isn't my answer's prayers, or why can't I move now? It's all in God's time. And just remember that your answer will be prayer, but it's all in timing.
Yeah.
So that
definitely.
Is, so that is correct.
Oh, yeah. I've found moments like that in life, you know. Right, we're going to... I found that piece of music. We have managed to load it up into the studio. We're going to play that now. And we've got just two Jessicas and a Wendy. So... Two Jessicas and Wendy are there in the studio with me. And this one, we type Genesis into the box, into my little search box, you see. This one, we've got to type fill in, because this one is actually taken from a different album where it fills on his own. So, yeah. Although it was recorded originally with Genesis, this is a different version, I think, but never mind. Okay.
You're the only one who really knew.
I just think there are two versions of that, as far as I know. One done with Dionysus and one done with Phil on his own. That's the one with Phil on his own, I think. Okay. He's still with Dionysus, I think. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe they fell out. Maybe, I don't know. But it's not really something that I know too much about. As I say, I know that he went kind of solo for a while. That's all I know. But how that works beats me. Okay, I'm not up on bands and why they break up and things like that. Yeah. Okay. Right. Never mind. Never mind. Let's see where we're going. Right. We have our first Jessica on area 414. Followed by another Jessica on 415. Okay, this is going to be kind of strange. Let's bring Chris back online first, and we're going to Jessica 1.
I love that song. I was actually singing it. Hello. I love it. So how can I help you? Is this who I think it is?
Yeah.
What's up, stranger?
You know, busy. Yeah, getting there. It's getting there.
Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah, I do feel that, you know, that, you know, I'm going to talk about what happened in the past, but I'm just wanting to tell you that I'm very proud of you, that you're growing. You're aware of things. Their gifts have grown so much. I'm being told that the card told me to tell you that the card belief came out for you, and it says a force that's through your soul. So I'm being told that know that there's difference with success and failure, and just remember who you are, and the power is on your behalf. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Second card came out, stand your ground, stand for what you believe in. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise, okay? So you just got to know that everything will come in your favor. Third card, I'm told to tell you that you're not alone. That's from Mr. Michael Jackson for you, Jessica. Michael Jackson just came through, so he's telling me to tell you that you are hearing him from spirit. And he's reminding you that you're not alone. And the song that I'm being told for you right now is The Man in the Mirror. So just know that we look at the mirror, and it's time to reflect, and it's time to change what you don't like. You can change it. You can work on it. So remember, just look on reflecting on yourself. And then if there's anything negative, use the mirror to reflect anything negative, to bounce off and to reflect it back to the sender if they are doing anything to you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm being told to also tell you to listen and understand that, okay, that's weird. They're telling me to tell you to listen, but they're also telling me to tell you to listen to somebody. So there's somebody in your life that has been watching you. I almost want to say like a person that loves you, but it's just too shy to tell you. And then I'm being told the relationship. So there's a lot of relationship energy around you. But I can see that you have grown. And the biggest message that I need to tell you is that I'm so proud of you. I don't have anything against you. I never did. Everything that happened during that time was, you know, who we all used to, who you used to call in whenever you wanted to hear me on that other network. But I'm just letting you know that everything happens for a reason. It's not to, it wasn't to hurt anyone. It was to, that I needed to grow. And I'm going to tell you right now, I feel like I can't speak on behalf of him, but I can tell you right now, I feel that if I would have stayed there, I wouldn't be going where I'm at right now. So a part mm-hmm. of me had to depart and learn on my own what decisions I needed to make. There wasn't a lot of decisions I wasn't proud of. I'm going to tell you that. But at the end, I came out on top because two people, that hurt me, okay? And okay. I let go of that, and I said, you know what? I'm not gonna have hate towards them. I'm gonna pray for them, and if they don't pray for me, then so be it. That's how you learn from, you know, from when you have disagreements or issues. Sometimes they make you as the enemy, but they have issues with themselves. So if they mistreat you, they have issues with themselves. So and instead of resolving their issues on themselves, they need to take. They need to get a victim and put it on that victim and say, okay, you know what? I'm going to pick on her because it makes me feel better. But at the end, you're alone. So why do it? You don't accomplish anything. And like Kim said, everything is divine time. I believe that we all cross each other's paths. Some of us, we close that path from the other people, but it's the contract that you sign with them. It's a soul contract that you said, you know what, I'm going to talk to blah, blah, blah for a year. And then their contract says, contract is ended. So that's a part of the chapter that's left behind me. And I'm supposed to learn from it, just like you did. When you messaged me, I didn't expect you to message me. I was surprised. But you know what I see? I see that God was in your heart, and that's important. To outlook the situation and say, you know what? Now I see why he left. Now I see why he did what he did. He didn't do it to harm this person. He did it because he needed to grow. But the other person took it the wrong way. You see what I'm saying? So whatever happens in the past, that's what's happening to you. You let go of the past and you move on. And as your gifts grow, you start thinking and a different perspective of life. You see different perspective of people. And at this moment, it's funny that I'm talking about that because I'm going through a lot of that right now. Because when you work your way up, you're not going to have a lot of friends. There's going to be a lot of people that are not going to be there for you. And then there's others that will support you, and the other ones are just there to be nosy and listen. You know, God deals with them a different way. So that's how I see it. I don't know if this message resonates with you. I'm being told to tell you because you have grown, and I just wanted to say I'm very proud of you.
Thank you. I really appreciate that, to hear that. I don't know. I'm with all the other callers. The energies have been just off the wall, and you are right. Like, I've been, Michael has been coming through me like crazy, so strong. And my uncle Carm, he passed 2.5 years ago. And for some reason, he's been really coming to me
very strong.
Yeah, I guess it's a learning process. Yeah, and it's, and I just want to say that you've grown, and I can, even though I didn't talk to you, but I knew you were going to grow, but it was in your own time. It was in your own divine time. And you know what? It's so funny how Ken, I don't know if Ken told anybody that we were having a show for Easter, but I think I want to say that this is the best show I've ever been on. I mean, we've done shows. Me and Ken have been friends for, I don't even know how long. Maybe Ken can tell me after the next caller, but I want to say that this puts icing on the cake, because this is telling, we're here to help people,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we're here to guide people, and we're just neat. And I think spirit is coming in very strong, because we're celebrating God today. So knowing that it's Good Friday, it's, you just have to have some peace of mind and knowing that God is always with us, and we just hope that things get better. And I just wanted to say thank you for calling. And thank you for the support, Jessica. Much love to you.
Oh, yes. Hey, quick question.
Go ahead.
Do you think I'll hear from you-know-who eventually?
Honestly? Are you talking about the same person?
3 minutes.
Well, it starts with the J.
Honestly, I think he has been always around you. I want to say, like, telepathically and astral projecting.
Oh, yeah.
As far as, like, physical, he's around you. You might not think he doesn't feel your presence, but he's around. He's very strong right now. So just know that he's saying, I'm here, Jessica. All you do is just call, and I'm here for you. So, yeah, that's all you got to do is just call and ask, and he's there. Okay.
All right. All right. Yeah. I'll tell you more in the messenger and later what's what. So
okay.
I want to thank
2 minutes.
So I am glad I called. Thank you.
You're welcome, and happy Easter.
Happy Easter. I'll talk to you later.
I'll see you later.
Bye-bye.
Nice love. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Jessica. One. Okay. We say Jessica one because it's we have another Jessica now. which is kind of crazy, isn't it? Okay. That was a 414 area code. This one is a 415. Okay. Crazy.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
How can I help you today?
Well, I wanted to just check in because the last time we spoke, I think, was a month and a half ago, and we were like, yeah, I'm going to make it happen, then I'm going to move in March, and that
mm-hmm.
didn't happen yet. So
That is so weird. I think it's, you know what, I think it was, because I did pick up that March, but I guess it's just everything can change. But you know what I'm being told to tell you, why things didn't change? It's because it's free will. You could make it happen if you want to. Depending on your finances, if that didn't work out, then it's because you have that free will to make that choice. If you want to take that risk, sometimes you got to take risk. And I'm sorry to say that. Sometimes I do that sometimes, and And it's weird because I'm being told for some reason you need to step out of your comfort zone because you're in a little area, like you're confined, and you know, and you stay in that little area. And if anything doesn't resonate with you, they're like, you know what? No, I'm not ready. A part of you says yes, like you have these voices, and then you second guess, and you're like, is it just me? Or is that spirit talking to me? Or is that just my inner, are those my thoughts? But you got to be able to tell the difference from spirit, from from your hearing. Because some people can't tell what's spirit and what is not. And sometimes they think that what is spirit, it's their inner voice. It's their voice, but it's their subconscious. So you have to be able to have some difference to tell what is the difference. I mean, personally, I can't tell you how I do it. I don't even know. And it's not the knowing. It's just the knowing that I can do it. Have the difference between spirits talk and my guide. You have to have that to be able to tell the difference. The frequency, the energy that you get from that stuff. And I'm being told for you, the meditating card came out. So you need to put that meditation. And I'm hearing the law of attraction. It's what you attract is what's going to come to you. I don't know if that resonates, but that's what I'm getting. So if you put that energy out there, then you will conquer. Oh, okay, that's a big word. Conquer and defeat your obstacles. Because the second card that came out was a Five of Swords. So you need to defeat whatever outside influences are affecting your decisions. Because I just feel that you have this fear that you're going to be a failure. True. That's not true. It's all on intent. That's the major thing that I'm being told to tell you is big intention. Okay? And then I'm also told to tell you that the devil card came out for you. That's telling me that there is outside influences. There is something outside. I'm not saying it's magical. I'm just saying that there are some a lot of obstacles and a lot of blockages that you need to need to remove. And you can do it. You have the willpower to do it. It's just that it's time for you to take that moment. And then I'm being told for you to ground yourself because there's a lot of energy around you that's just, it's like, everywhere. It's just one energy here, one energy there. It's not like foundation. You need to find some kind of, I don't know if it's a word I was going to say, because I was thinking of another word, and I kept thinking, I want to say grounding, but you need to have some kind of, I want to say concentration is what's coming to me right now. You need to put that energy out there, and I feel that you can do this. Maybe the time of the march or the time of you seeing March didn't happen, but I think there was a lot of energy that was coming. But I still feel that you can move. It's just that you have to be willing to do it. You have to put the effort and time to do it. And I do feel like sometimes you feel like everything is against you. And like Ken again, Ken was saying, why isn't everything working out for me like when I want to? Haven't you ever thought, and this is for everybody, including myself, haven't you ever thought that when you want to move, it doesn't happen? I'm going to tell you why. It's God's time. It's God's time. You might say, okay, you know what, I want to move in March. If it doesn't happen, there's a reason why it's not happening. And it's not because you're a failure. It's not because there's obstacles. It's because there's something that needs to happen, or there's an outcome that you need to see that what's going to make the outcome later on. I don't know if that makes sense. That just sounds kind of weird.
No, I mean, that's what I've been, like what happened was, because I've been thinking about it a lot lately, was when I was in that space, when I called you, I was busy manifesting something with my dog. I was healing him, working with spirit to heal him. And I had to be really intense about that. And that was my grounding. I was praying all the time. I was connected to spirit all the time. I was actually working with Jesus then also. I'm not Christian, but Jesus was coming through and helping me heal my dog. And I got at it. Like, I was thinking about this last week. I was like, you know what? You got out of that routine. Like, my dog got better. Jesus healed him. I healed him. And I got out of that routine because I don't know why, but I got kind of like lazy with my hardcore spiritual practice because I really had to be hardcore about it. And I've been trying to bring that back because I was like, you know, you don't really meditate anymore. Why don't you? You got focused on the illusion again, the outside world. Like, you have to be focusing on that internal. Like, look how strong you were. Look how quickly you brought about healing with your dog. And so I've been just sort of having conversation with myself this last week of like, I really want to get back to those like self-care routines, that praying mm-hmm. routine, because I was able to manifest like very quickly.
3 minutes.
So I'm just sorting myself out. Like, I don't know, you get out of the routine with meditation and then it's kind of like hard to like bring you back into it. And it's like, you love it so much. Why is it so hard to bring you back into the routine?
Because that must have been, okay, that's a weird. I'm going to tell you what I got when you asked, when you were talking. I got something about the moon. The moon was affecting you. Don't ask me how.
When? Over this last, then or now?
I want to say like during that time after the dog was healed, there was some kind of moon phase. And it affected your energy. I don't want to say it was Mercury retrograde. I don't want to say it's that. I want to say it's some kind of energy that every time the moon comes, it's like, you know what? I don't feel like doing it. I'll do it tomorrow. And then I'll do it another time. You just put a delay on.
2 minutes.
But I'm being told to tell you the two messages I got from you is that you need to fulfill that happiness. You need to fill that void. You need to feel and be proud of yourself and how much you have accomplished. You might feel like you're on the downside, but I'm being told everything will come in your favor. It's just the timing was off. And I think, because usually when I do readings, there's never a time I'm never wrong, but maybe this time I was a little off. It could have been that I was picking up April and I said March. So you never know. So just remember that everything, it happens when it's supposed to. I was predicting it. Because I was feeling like your energy, and I'm going to tell you the truth, that when you were calling, your energy was very spunky, very, very high energy. So when I saw that, I tapped into it, and I said, okay, you know what? I see March.
1 minute.
And I guess when you were going through that issue about the dog, that kind of like you focused on the dog, which is good because that's like your friend. So it threw you off after you took care of him. You were putting your time and effort to him, which is good. Because now he's healed. Now that you got that, you need to find that same sacred space and put that energy back into you. And I'm being told that there's something about native is what I'm getting. You need to find that native air energy because I pick up a lot of native energy. If you put that native energy into it, you can do it. And you
what's
know what
native
I keep hearing?
Energy?
I keep hearing.
What is What's native energy?
Oh, to me, it comes in different ways, but I'm hearing drumming. I'm hearing chanting.
That's what you're talking about. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I'm hearing the singing bowls. If you know what singing bowls are, that would
be
right. So try that and see what that does for you. Put that energy to the singing bowls and everything that's native. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, thank you.
And then, you're welcome. Anytime.
Thanks, Jessica. So that's Jessica 2. Okay. I know she's Jessica 1, really, but, you know, because she that's our regular Jessica, that one. And she's always my Jessica 1. Because she's a regular caller to the show. And we know Jessica's number and we know Jessica's voice. So it's like, I can always tell when she's there because we know the number. The other lady that was called on the 414, it was kind of, okay. As soon as she said Jessica, I thought, yes, but you sound different. So, you knew straight away it was a different number anyway. Right, we've got Wendy. We've got 201 that we'll screen in just a moment. But before we do, we're going to take a break because Chris mentioned a song. And although it's difficult sometimes to load music during the show, it can be done. And we do it. From time to time. We couldn't do it when we had an old computer, but this one is kind of banking new. It's It's got more memory, and it's got more capability, so we can do things. Yay! And guess what? Okay. This happens from time to time where you load a piece of music into the studio and it doesn't load properly. So we, what we'll do, we'll panic, won't we? Yeah, of course we will. No, we'll have Phil Collins instead. And we'll have a bit more Genesis. We'll hopefully be able to play that piece of music at the end of the show because, strangely enough, it hasn't loaded. Okay. Why? I do not know, but okay. It happens from time to time. Okay. Why? It should have loaded into the studio, but it's a blog talk thing. It's got nothing to do with the computer. Because this one is, as we just mentioned, got more capability than the other one. The old one used to take time to do everything, but this one is like, yeah, okay. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll call on the angels for a bit of this and see if that music loads after this one.
Thank you.
Yes. She seems to have an invisible touch. And we've got to see now if that invisible touch has worked, because the piece of music that we've heard, looking for didn't load for some reason. It happens from time to time. I got, we've got plenty of memory here, and we have, virtual memory as backup of over 3 gigabytes of virtual memory as backup as well, on top of the installed memory. So it's kind of strange why a piece of music takes so long to load. Sometimes it's because Blog Talk scans music as you load it, and they scan it for viruses. And as you load a piece of music into the studio, it's scanned by the scanning system to make sure that you are complying by the rules and loading music that has not reaped with viruses. Yes. Well, thank God it's only music, because we don't want to send viruses into Blog Talk Radio. We've got enough of them around. yes. I hate that word. Don't you just hate that word, virus, recently? Because, you know, I always remember my father-in-law. God bless him, you know, he's getting on in years now. And, okay. He's not the brightest spark on the planet. But I set him up a computer, and his computer got a virus. He wouldn't go near it for days because he thought he was going to catch it. Yeah. So, you know, crazy, isn't it? But there you go. All right. It might make some people, it might tickle some people, but it certainly, you know, it's something to think about. Because, I mean, this bloody thing, it's the same, isn't it? Go back to Phil Collins, our invisible touch. It's the same thing, because it's like, we can't see the darn thing. So who knows where it could be lurking, you know. Could be lurking on your computer. Hey, clean your computer before you go to bed. Yes, definitely. Is it plastic? Picking up a phone, using somebody else's phone. That's something you don't see now. You don't see that on buses where young children coming out of school, they used to pass the phone to their friend to use. And it's like, if you haven't got your own phone, forget it. You're not using mine. You know what I mean? And it's that way now. It's still sad to see that there's so many youngsters and adults not wearing a mask. You know, there are people who are exempt from wearing them. I could be. I could be, because I have emphysema. I could be exempt if I wanted to be, but I choose not to be. Right, let's bring Chris back then, because we've got 24 minutes and 2 people left in the studio, which is just about right. Wendy.
Yep.
Hi, thank you. Hello. Happy Easter to both of you.
Happy Easter, my name too.
Is Wendy. Oh, very nice. And Chris, we've talked before, and I mentioned my hearing aid situation. Do you recall that, or do you want me to refresh your memory?
I think I do. Yes, I do. How did that go?
Well, it took several weeks for me to get a response, but a woman by the name of Melanie called me the other day, and she stated that she was my advocate, quote unquote.
What?
And I said, well, that's wonderful. And she said that they had contacted the manufacturer, and because I was just out of the 90-day return, the manufacturer was not willing to do anything whatsoever. And I explained that I was compromised because I'm at high risk for COVID. And bottom line, she was very unpleasant with me. And Chris, I will tell you, I have worked professionally on the phone for over 22 years. And you and I know that tone of voice and choice of words means a lot. And I kept my behavior top notch. I was professional. I was kind. I was informative. I don't think she liked it when I had to politely tell her that some of her facts were incorrect, but I did that very respectfully. So anyway, Chris, the call dropped on her side. She did call me back several minutes later, and I was very cordial, and I said, I understand. I'm not taking that personal. No worries. Anyway, we talked again, and she got very frustrated, and basically she said that she would refer me back to the office that dispensed the hearing aids, and I said, well, that's not going to be a resolution because the style of the hearing aid requires that a dome go inside the ear canal, and I cannot tolerate that. I've had infections and pain, and I don't want to put myself at risk. She just ignored what I said, and then, Chris, she said that she was going to hang up and end the call, and so she did that. And Chris, I've worked in a high profile insurance company for so long, to hang up on a caller like that is a huge misdemeanor. That's really bad. Yeah. Unless the caller is being rude or abusive, and I guarantee you, Chris, you don't know me, but I was very polite and even supportive of her. And so we know that I could call the company and ask them to pull the call, and they could tell for themselves that she hung up on me. She had mentioned just before she did it that she was really getting upset. And I said, Melanie, I'm concerned for you. Is there another person I can speak with? And she said I could speak to her supervisor. And whether or not her supervisor would do anything for me, I don't know. But I could ask the supervisor in a nice way to pull the call and ask if he felt that it was appropriate that she hang up on me. I want to know, is this the end of it? Or she sent me an email regarding some other providers that I could go to, but Chris, that's not going to resolve it. I cannot afford to buy brand new hearing aid.
Honestly,
I'm afraid to respond to her because she seems
you
very sensitive.
You know what I was going to tell you? Did you ever, when you called, did you ever ask if you can talk to the highest supervisor above
I have not and I'm sure that I could, Chris, but I'm wondering if it's worth the stress level for me to do that. I mean, the benefit could be, you know, it's not that I want to get Melanie in any trouble. I feel sorry for her because I suspect if this company finds out that she hung up on me like that, that could be very serious for her.
Because you know what's weird? I don't know why I'm picking this up, and I don't know if this is on your end or on somebody else's end, but I'm being told that there's other people that have called in and have complained about her and other people that take the calls, and I don't know where this is coming from, but I see a lawsuit. I see a lawsuit with them. So if they're not careful, without hesitation, if they're not careful enough and they get lawsuits, they will get shut down, and they will have to refund everybody with, you know, the merchandise that they ordered. Because I feel like you shouldn't have to pay for so much money because you already put that, you know, you put that order in, and they're telling you, well, here, this is the up. We can send you to the manufacturer, and the manufacturer says, well, we can send you this, but you have to purchase it. But I feel like you shouldn't have to do that. Honestly, with, I don't know what condition you're in, but if it gets too stressful for you, I know that you're not in a situation to spend more money, but I do feel that, you know, if you want to, you can call back and see if you can talk to a higher supervisor and see if they can get it squared away, because I do see somewhere in the line you will get your hearing aids, but it seems like it's either going to be from them or somebody that's a co-founder of theirs that's going to go through another company, and they're going to reimburse you with them. The only thing is...
Really?
Really? Yeah,
well,
so...
I'll tell you what and Chris, right before she hung up on me, she complained that we were going back over stuff we had already discussed. And I made this comment, which would be very serious for her if it was listened to, in court. I said, well, Melanie, please understand, with my hearing disability, I may need to ask you to repeat information. And there is something called ADA, Americans with Disabilities Act. And so in my humble opinion, in her position, she should have been much more supportive of somebody with a hearing disability. They're a hearing insurance company, Chris.
Yeah.
3 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, well, before my time gets up, I spoke to an attorney named Adam today, and he seemed fairly nice. And he said he's not used to working in this kind of situation, but he's interested. He does not represent me at the moment, but he wanted me to send over relevant information, my emails to the company, and a picture of what I was talking about, and I'm in the process of doing that. And I also asked him, please not provide any service that's going to cause me to have to pay money because I'm out of work right now. And so am I going to... am I going to get representation from Adam, or is he just going to be polite and say that he can't help me?
2 minutes.
Honestly, that's kind of like I'm getting like a little question mark in a way. I want to say that he could represent you, but if you can make an agreement with him, because you don't have money to pay for, you know, for his service.
Right, I don't.
I do feel that they mend you to somebody, because usually when they win a case, you need to pay them up front, like after the case.
I know, unless it's contingency, and I don't think it's that kind of case. And basically, I'm just asking for them to recreate hearing aids that I wore successfully for 6 years and then re-credit me the difference. So they can hang on to the difference, and next time I order, I'll use the difference, which I think is very reasonable.
I'm not eligible again until
2024.
Yeah, and I'm being told that you will get refunded, and I do feel that it's going to be through Adam. He's going to refer you to somebody. I mean, see what he tells you, and then when on the next.
I'm also going to speak to an attorney by the name of Veronica on Monday. Would she be better for me?
Honestly, I'm being told that she will be. But just see what they both tell you and see what they both, because I mean, for some reason, I feel like I'm seeing somebody else help you. And I don't know if it's because of Adam or somebody that you might be already talking to that's going to refer you to somebody else, and they will help you that to where you're not going to have to pay them back because you already have a case of,
When do you see me getting my money back before my time is up? When will I get my money back?
So we're right out of time now, Wendy.
Okay. Well, you know what? Do you have my number? Maybe we can. You can call me.
Oh, bless you. Thank you both.
You
God bless. Happy Easter.
God bless you. Happy Easter.
Thanks, Wendy.
See how much time. I know.
Okay.
I do see it. Even though. I know our time's up, Wendy, I would say for the time for you to get your stuff back, I would say it would probably be in the last week. Oh, my God. I want to say June, if you're still listening.
Okay. So, we're right out of minutes on that. Okay. Before we go to our last caller of the evening, which is going to be Yulani in just a moment, I'm going to play the piece of music that has taken almost a whole show to load for some reason, but it's here now.
Change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. And I turned up the collar on my favorite winter coat. This wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street. Not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them eat? I saw a disregard, a broken bottle top, and a one man flow. They follow each other on the wind and know, cause they got nowhere to go. That's why no one gets to know.
Thank you.
People still call him Jacko, don't they? There he goes. Man in the mirror. And oh, I do love that one. Okay. Right. Now then, we have a late caller. So Yulani is not the only one in the queue at the minute. Okay. 229 has just joined us. We've only got 6 minutes left. So with Chris's permission, we'll do both, but if not, we'll have to finish on Yulani. Okay, let's see there.
Oh, I love that song. I love it.
Good, isn't it? Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello. Can I help
Hi,
you?
Chris, how are you?
Who's this? Who am I speaking to?
Yulani?
Oh, what's up, girl? What's up?
Good. I just want to, I have a question, and I want to see what you can pick up for April for me. I have
okay,
a question. I'm not someone, and has been 3 times already that someone told me they have a baby in heaven. This, like,
mm-hmm.
a miscarry, they have, this person told me that was, like, when I was 26 years old, but I don't even know. Why I'm not sure for nothing. So do you see any baby close to me, like in heaven? Like,
you're asking if they told, they read, because I'm being told for you to stay connected, because that's what the card came out. So I'm being told if
uh-huh.
you feel that it doesn't feel right, then it's not right. But if there is a baby in heaven, the baby has not been born yet. Is what I got. The baby is
okay.
not born, but I do feel like the baby is a protector. So it's the baby's there, but I'm being told for you to stay connected, and you'll know when the presence is there. And then I was told to tell you, I don't know why, the person that told you this, is this a person that's a caregiver, a person that cares, like a nurse or something?
No. No, it was a lady that I met in a Feng Shui store, so she said she can, you know, read your something with the chi energy. So she say, appear like I have a child when
well,
I was young.
I'm being told the caregiver, whoever she is, she's probably something like a caregiver, but I do feel that she will help. She will help you mm-hmm. somehow. And I do so that you will receive, you know, the blessings. And just don't neglect anything, and just let everything, if anything, there's anything that kind of worries you, just let everything just in the progress. Because I'm being told that there's a progress, so just
mm-hmm.
try not to worry so much about it. And
mm-hmm.
then I'm being told the Mother's Love card came out for you, the Mother's Love. So there's a lot of love around you, and I'm being told that they're there to protect you. So you do have a family, a lot of family on the other side. and that mm-hmm. they're here to support you in any decision that you make.
Okay.
But I'm being told for you to stay connected. What you can do is close your eyes and ask that question, and you should get your answer. I personally feel like there is a baby, but that baby wasn't born yet. But the baby is there to protect you, though.
Okay. What do you see for April month for me? Thank you.
Okay, I don't know why, but there tend to be butterflies, something about butterflies. I don't know, maybe that's the time for the... Okay, you're saying April. I see a lot of business, progress, and growth. But mm-hmm. for some reason, I kept seeing June. So I'm thinking June is going to be really busy for you. It's going to be really busy for you. I've seen that April can be the time of change and process and growth. And then it's going to mm-hmm. go after that. It's going to hit hard in June to where you're going to be really busy. So it's going to start in April, and then you're gonna get a lot of growth and knowledge. And by the time June comes, there's going to mm-hmm. be a lot of busy. You got to see a lot of business around you. So I see a lot of good prosperity and money, and I'm seeing butterflies. So that's telling me that there's a lot of transformation. Mm-hmm. Like your energy is being reborn.
Feel it that way. I am reborn.
Yeah.
Yes. Right.
Yeah. So that's what I see for you.
That's good. And I have another question, too. About love. Mm-hmm. Do you see anything about love coming for me?
Oh, that's crazy. Okay. I'm being told for you to trust, because I'm being told that you need to have a clear direction of your soul guidance.
Mm-hmm.
And telling me for you to follow your path, and then that person with that love will come.
Okay.
That person will come when they're supposed to.
Mm-hmm. The right
I see
time.
It as that you. Yeah, I'm being told you will find that person by that time. And it's weird because when I see you in a relationship, I see it within 2 to 3 months. I can't get a pronounced month, but I'm seeing 2 to 3 mm-hmm. months. That's what I see.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it's because you're doing your spiritual stuff. So I'm only seeing spiritual and guidance, and I'm seeing your decision. But the love,
mm-hmm.
it's going to come when it's supposed to. Okay?
Yes. I just have to be patient.
Yes, ma'am. And I'm going to say happy Easter, too. Happy Easter, too.
Thank you. Happy Easter for you, too. Thank you, Ken. Thank you, Chris. I love your reading.
Me, too.
Thank you, honey. Right, now, Chris, we have one late caller. Is it okay to carry on?
I mean, if you have minutes, we have enough time to do it. I can do it real quick, but hopefully it's not a deep question because I know we have a little bit of time, so we're going to make it quick.
We are running out of time now. We're running over time now. Okay, Melvin.
Okay, thank you all very much for your time. Thank you, Ken. Hi. Yes, ma'am. I just wanted to know, I go to dialysis, and I'm having some issues with these nurses. Are they talking behind my back? And because I had to report them because it was a bad episode I had when I got home.
Honestly, I would tell you to say to monitor them and write everything that you can. And then maybe, I don't know where I'm seeing, but I'm seeing a camera. So if you could find a camera to prove everything that you're saying, get a camera
right.
So you can document it, and then you can report them. And then that can be a lawsuit for their employer. And I do feel that if you report them, I see them getting fired.
Okay. Well, it's about... Well, one named Brandy, she's over the flow, and then it's another one named Pam, and it's another one named, start with a P, I can't pronounce her name, and those three right there.
Say that there's two of them that are talking behind your back. The third one, she's just a follower. She's just behind
uh-huh.
them, but she's not really saying much. It's it's two of them that are talking more about you behind your back. So I would say if they're like connecting you, I would say report them. But you're going to have a lot of proof before you do it. Okay?
Okay, I will. Yeah, what about Brittany? Brittany and Andrea.
Honestly, I did feel something from her. I kind of felt like there's something about that she's not saying that she's going to tell you. And I do feel like she's going to apologize because I'm being told that she kind of like, they're kind of like pressuring her. Like I get like peer pressure. She's trying to fit in. She's trying to fit in with them. But I do feel that they're not the right crowd. They're not the right people to be around. So just know that she's probably going to be kind of like apologizing to you. But I do see that. But other than that, I see that the other two, I see her apologizing to you. The other two, I would say just keep an eye on them because I don't like their energy.
Okay.
They treat people like crap, and I will tell you that.
Yeah, they do. I picked that up all week. But two easy ones. Brittany, I told her I was interested in her, and she's working on my side now. Has she changed? Is she interested in me now, or it's the same?
Honestly, I just feel like she is probably interested, but she's not going to show it around the other two. She's going to be very secretive. So just know that if she does talk to you, just give it time. She's not gonna show it around them though. She needs to be by herself to show you. Yeah.
Okay. Last one. When do you see me get my stimulus check?
What?
My stimulus check.
Oh, I thought you said something else. I was like, what? I want to say if for some reason. Okay, that's weird. Because everybody gets their stimulus check different time. Most of the time, everybody's supposed to get, if it's direct deposit, it can be like 2 months. But for some reason, I keep seeing May for that. Seeing May.
For mine?
Yeah. Yeah, May. If it's like within mail, I see it like it's going to take 2 to 3 weeks from today.
Yeah.
So it could be like, it's going to be like close to the end of May. So it's going to be kind of close, but if you have direct deposit, then you should have it by, I would say have it after Easter time frame, like right after Easter, if you have direct deposit.
Okay. Do you do private readings?
Yes, sir, I do, and I think you do have my number, by the way. I don't know. I think I've talked to you before, but if you want, you can just give me a call if you have my number. I'll just put my number one time.
What is it?
210.
210?
974.
974, okay.
3470. No, 70.
3470. Yes. Okay. All right. Yes, ma'am.
But we can talk later.
Okay, it's okay when you get off to give you a call.
Yeah, you can text me or call me, and we can work something out.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Happy Easter.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Ken. I love you, Ben. Thank you.
Thanks, Melvin, and happy Easter to everybody that has joined us.
Happy Easter to you. Happy to Easter to you, Ken.
Yeah, wonderful. Because Good Friday, of course, and a lot of people not realizing that we were doing a show this evening, although we did say we would be here. There's never a guarantee of being able to do a show because it really depends on the guests. Chris has kindly joined us this evening, and thank you very much there, Chris. Right, we don't have a show for you tomorrow evening, ladies and gents. And we don't have a show on Sunday this week. So the next Sunday show is the 18th. Hopefully, I do say, that we'll have Tina with us on Monday. I can't guarantee that because Tina is in the process of moving out. So if that comes up over the weekend, which can happen, I kind of doubt it because it's bank holiday weekend, but probably won't happen till the following week now, but it can, and it if it's been known. So I think the first day back to work for council authorities is Tuesday, so maybe I will get Tina there on Monday, but not the Wednesday. So I've just got a feeling that's going to be moving sometime next week. So we're going to play a bit more Phil Collins for you now, as I'm a bit more Genesis for you as we play out. And we might even just let the tracks play. Why not? We've got what we call archive time. Archive time just means that it takes long for you to hear the show after it closes. So let's use the archive time a little bit, shall we? Yeah, why not? So we don't use the archive time very much because it takes up a lot of resources. Archive time is useful to do things like this. So let's just do it. See, we've got two pieces of music left for you, so we're going to play both of them. Why not? Come on, let's go.
You Broadcasting live online across the internet. This is Psychic Choice Radio.